Let me bring you back to 1991, when Nadia Comăneci fled Romania. She was living in Montreal, and you reached out to her.
Right. I'll tell you kind of how that happened. Nadia defected along with six other people from Romania, and they snuck into Hungary, and then eventually they snuck into Austria. She ended up at the U.S. Embassy in Vienna and asked for political refugee status, which was immediately granted, and they flew her to the United States. She had no friends, no contact at all. She just knew she needed to get out of Romania. So I reached out to her, but I was having a hard time finding her until I found out that she ended up in Montreal with a guy that I knew named Alexander Stefu, who had been a rugby coach in Romania years ago. He and his wife had offered to put her up and give her a place to stay and sort of help her get on her feet. We, at the same time, were doing touring gymnastic shows. And I remember Paul Zert said, yeah, I wonder if we ought to call Nadia, see if she wants to do any of our gymnastic shows. You know, we can help her make some money and we can help her sort of get integrated back into the sport. Nobody knows what she's doing. I reached out to her to invite her to participate in a gymnastic show. And at first she said, no, I haven't done gymnastics in years. And then eventually she said, yes. I was working for ABC Sports at the time, and Wide World of Sports decided to put this television show on the air and do a gymnastics exhibition featuring Nadia Comăneci, and I was brought in to interview her. So I met her at the Ritz-Carlton in Montreal. They set up a suite, and I did an in-depth interview with Nadia about her life back then and her life now, and we just started connecting. That was basically early 1990. We started doing gymnastic shows, and I'd see her a couple of weeks here and there, and she'd go back to Montreal, and we became friends over the phone, literally talking every night for like a year. Then in a tragic accident, Stefu died scuba diving. She called me on Labor Day of 1991. She said, Alexander died, and she was really upset. She said, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I said, well, come to Oklahoma, we'll figure it out. So she came here on Labor Day of 1991, and she's been here since.
Did you invite her to stay with you in your home?
Yeah, I did. That's the time when basically I just reached out as a friend because we had become really dear friends and our relationship blossomed over the phone. So we didn't see each other that much, but I became to really appreciate who she was because we were connecting over the phone. Yeah, that was fall of 91. And even to this day, people say, well, how'd you get Nadia Comăneci to move to Oklahoma? I just reached out my hand and she took it.
So in time, then you became engaged in 1994.
Right.
And then married in a major ceremony, April 27th of 1996 in Bucharest.
Yeah, quite a deal. I remember in 94, I went to Romania with her for the first time to meet her mom and dad and to ask her dad for her hand in marriage. That was pretty intimidating because not only was I being scrutinized by her family, but of course, because she's a hero of Romania, I was being scrutinized by an entire nation. But everybody said yes, and it was good. So yeah, 2 years later, we went back and had a wedding, and it was spectacular with the president and the prime minister, and it was really a big whoop-de-doo deal. Live on television, it was something.
Yeah, and you know, she was a celebrated name around the world,
right.
Nadia Comăneci. Everybody here in the United States were taken with her, and little girls wanted to be a Nadia Comăneci.
Right, crazy.
So she was really, really celebrated.
She was. She was a little intimidated when she went back to Romania, because she went back 5 years to the day she defected from Romania. When we went there, when I talked to her dad about asking her hand in marriage, she was a little nervous about going back to Romania for the first time because she didn't know how she would be seen by the people. But interestingly enough, because she had the courage to leave Romania when it was still communist, people admired her even more because most people thought she had some kind of glamorous, easy life because she was celebrated hero of Romania. She didn't. And she left. And so people admired her guts for saying, this is wrong. This is a bad deal right now for me and for everybody in Romania, and I'm leaving. So it elevated her heroic status to something in another stratosphere. People admired her for having the guts to risk her life to leave. And that's literally what you do. And you go through the middle of the night, you cross the border, and there's guards, and there's guns, and there's dogs, and she snuck out. So people admired her even more that she had the courage to make a statement about what Romania was like.
And then to come back and be so celebrated after having to sneak out of the country.
Totally, yeah. And even now, I mean, she goes there 6-8 times a year, and she's always invited to the White House. The president and the prime minister always invite her for a coffee, and she's a hero, heroine over there. It's really something to see.
She, in 2001, became a naturalized citizen of the United States and has retained her Romanian passports. And now you have a little gymnast.
Yeah, how about that? Our son, Dylan Paul Connor, is 6 and a half now, soon to be 7. Yeah, he's the joy of our life.
Are you introducing gymnastics to him?
Yeah, we, of course, have the gym, and so we're very involved with the sport. And he does a lot of things that are sports-related. He does martial arts. He does soccer. He does gymnastics. He's strong. He's tall, which is interesting. Her dad was quite tall. That's where we think he gets his height from, but he's pretty coordinated. Yeah, I don't want to push him into gymnastics. If he wants to do it, great. If he doesn't, that's fine too. But I do think sports is a great foundation for kids to learn a lot of important principles on how to deal with life. So we want to make sure that sports is a part of his growth.
Nadia wrote a book about her experience. Mm-hmm. What is the name of that book?
She wrote a book called Letters to a Young Gymnast, and it came out about 8 or 10 years ago. She's pretty reserved about telling her story. She doesn't share it too much. I was pretty impressed that she worked with an author for several months to tell her story about her life growing up in Romania and the courage it took to leave and her life now. It's a pretty inspiring book. Literally every day people send books here that they've bought and they want her to autograph because her story is pretty inspiring.
The interview you said you did with her when you were at ABC, did you talk her through what she did and leaving Romania and the escape?
Yeah, although she didn't want to provide many details. And even this day, not too many details. But I did because, you know, we all just couldn't believe the courage it took for
you. Do you have that interview?
I think I could probably find it, yeah.
But you've heard her tell the whole story to you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But she is real reluctant yet to this day.
It's not her style. It would sound like grandstanding. Okay. It's just not her style. What it took to sneak out in the middle of the night. But it's make for a fascinating movie, I've always said.